better. His name is Paul Ryan, a congressman from Wisconsin, of note because of his controversial budget suggestions that were shot down by the Democrats earlier this year. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hello to all the nooks and crannies, all the people out there across this great country who will be voting on November 6th. If you're a Democrat, are you disillusioned with Obama? Do you think it is time for a change and you're going to go rogue on your party? If you're an independent, are you swayed by the choice of Ryan in either direction? Lots of conversations going on since the Ryan pick was announced over the weekend. Paul Ryan started to leak out as a potential candidate almost right away, even a presidential candidate probably a year ago. Now it becomes a reality. Michael Reagan says his father would love Ryan, that he's terrific. He fits all the conservative values to a T. But the key question is simply this. Can the Republicans win? Does Ryan help defeat Obama? Is he that much of a Hail Mary that it works? Can he deliver Wisconsin like the governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, believes? Will he make that much of a difference? Fundraising-wise, a little bit of a bump, almost 4 million. 10,000 people showed up in North Carolina. 10,000 people showed up at a rally in Wisconsin. Wisconsin isn't necessarily a surprise. What will it mean along the way? Ryan is young. He's aggressive. He's not afraid to say what he thinks. People seem to like him when he meets them in crowds and shakes hands. He's a good campaigner. All of this most likely helps Romney. Ideologically, does it help Romney? He's definitely a hardcore conservative with Tea Party type values, talking about getting rid of all the government fat, cutting, slashing, and the concern over slashing is what happens, because his budget was radical in the idea of a voucher system for Medicaid and Medicare, which scares a lot of older people and will be part of what the Democrats will use as their message in campaigning against the two. Paul Ryan made it clear this is the number one objective.
President Obama is the President of the United States, and the good news is, on November the 6th, he won't be any longer.
So do you think that's true when we wake up the next day, or here on America Tonight, of course, as we give you the wall-to-wall election coverage? Will there be a huge change in Washington? The ultimate goal is for the electoral votes, which is at least 270. So you get in the 270 range or more, then he is in the game, meaning Romney's in the game. Too early to tell now. The polls are starting to come out, and the polls have not really flipped that much, but it's only been a few days. The crowds have soared, like I said, and in fundraising, it certainly has. And the conversation has changed, and Romney has changed. You can see there's kind of a more of an upbeatness to Romney, I guess, in the announcement of Ryan. And it seems as though it would be that way because now he's got a running mate, and the speculation over VP, 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 and being badgered by the media that is in tow constantly with Mitt Romney. They don't have to hear about it anymore. Now they have who the running mate is, and it's Paul Ryan. Now it's about what will come out about Ryan, what will Ryan say when he's talking to people. I don't think he flubs. I don't think he messes up, and I don't think he apologizes for anything. Ryan is who he is, and he's not going to shed his skin by being on this ticket. That might be the best thing about Ryan for Romney, that he's not going to flinch under fire in questioning. He's definitely used to it with the media. And besides which, he doesn't fall down. He knows how to do this. He knows how to run. And I think that is going to be helpful when you get in these situations where you have 5 seconds of sleep and you're going from place to place, because it's an all-out war at this point, and the Democrats will absolutely send out a lot of different people to talk about Ryan and to talk about Romney, too, but to talk about what the message now is, and most likely to stick on the what's happening, what's going to happen with Medicare, which Romney and Ryan have an answer for. They say that Obamacare robbed Medicare, not anybody else, that he's the one that went into the coffers of Medicare to pay for health care legislation to be pushed through Congress. And that's where the money was shelled out. $700 billion in cuts. And that's what it is. Subsidies away from insurance companies, taking rebates away from prescription drug companies, blah, blah, blah. And to which is what Obama's people are saying, that's what he's talking about. The $700 billion in cuts, is that's what those cuts are, taking money away from insurance companies and taking away rebates from those drug companies. Ryan, in case you don't know it, has proposed replacing Medicare with a plan giving seniors a fixed amount of money to buy private coverage. The theory there is that competition among health insurers for their business would bring down the spiraling costs that we're seeing. But since that initial proposal, he kind of changed a little bit to offer a couple of choices between, okay, you don't like that, you can have the traditional Medicare or fixed subsidies. And remember, this was just his answer, his Republican plan, budget plan, in an answer to what the Democrats were serving up as a budget. You know what I say all the time is, how is it that, because Ryan is the chairman of the House Budget Committee, how is it that we're supposed to have a budget and we don't have a budget, for goodness sake? There's problem number one, and part of the reason why we're in the situation that we're in. So Romney and Ryan were out over the weekend on bus tours in Virginia and North Carolina and at a rally in Wisconsin, campaigning in Iowa. It'll be interesting to watch. It definitely got interesting. When Ryan was announced, I got a tweet from somebody who said, look to watch what's happening. It's going to be Ryan. And within minutes of it, Ryan came out. And I could feel my phone blowing up from all the people with suggestions on what that meant for Republicans. And this is both Democratic folks in Washington and Republicans, too. Rents Priebus, who is the Republican director, I'll call him, he is the National Committee Chairman, blasted Obama's handling of health care on Sunday because Democrats are saying they're going to attack Ryan on his plan to fix Medicare. He said that Obama has blood on his hands for stealing from the program to fund the health care law in the first place. So I think everybody is going to take the gloves off. But the question is, to you, my friends, does this make a difference in the way you're voting? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're turning the page. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful.
Ronnie and Ryan, some say that is a kick in the head. Others say, wow, what a blessing. What do you say, America? Yay or nay? Was this the right move by the Republicans? I think it shows a new energy in the party. He's young. He's a future star. He's definitely conservative, doesn't waver from what he believes, and he's ready for the fight, more importantly. You got a long haul in these dog days of the campaign. Even if he's hooking up now, this is the time where you get in there, August, September, October, going through the convention. This is interesting stuff, to say the least. It definitely makes it a much more interesting race, but the results is what we're interested in. What kind of a difference are we going to see in this country? Is there going to be a changing of the guard at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, or will it be another 4 years of Obama? 855-266-KATE. Because remember, this isn't a monologue. I know you got one eye open, but you can throw in 855-266-5283. Coming up on America Tonight, we can count. We'll go by the numbers. There are a lot of stories that I thought were interesting over the weekend that have numbers in them. I say this all the time, but you look around, doesn't everything connect to a number somehow? I really defy anyone to go through an entire day and not have to do something with some sort of numbers. You always do, always. And the numbers, speaking of numbers, show that in the likability category, President Obama is 30% higher in likability than Mitt Romney. So there may be a bit of a bounce here with Ryan, because I think that there are some people that are going to think that Ryan gives him more likability, and perhaps there's some others that think he won't, but in the Republican Party, absolutely, he's going to get a bounce. I think he's going to get a bounce from in that category. And Democrats, by the way, like a lot of them, are friendly with and like Paul Ryan. All right, he's not a Democrat. He's a longtime Republican. That would be the senator from Arizona, John McCain. Everybody always goes to the wise Buddha to hear what he has to say on the choice, and this is what John McCain thought.
Excellent choice. A new generation of leadership in our party and our nation. A man who understands the most compelling challenges this nation faces, obviously, are jobs in the economy.
Jobs in the economy, that's what people are concerned about. Whether you're in church, at the butcher shop, in line at a Wendy's, pumping gas at a gas station somewhere, you know what people are talking about. It's always about money because it's the struggle. At the soccer games, you're watching your kids, people are talking about it. Oh, did you hear so-and-so? Yeah, they lost their job. This happened. They got furloughed. They're about to get laid off. They're talking about laying people off and whatever it might be. Unfortunately, that narrative hasn't changed that much in this country. You hear about people on unemployment who really don't want to be on unemployment. As much as some will say, oh, that's because people just want to stay on unemployment, it's not true. You have people who are, let's say, middle management type that lost jobs, that cannot find jobs and are so damn discouraged. There's a discouragement, a disenchantment, I think, with a lot of people in a lot of neighborhoods, and that's sad. The America I know is about opportunity. It's about optimism. And I hope some of that gets pumped back into our neighborhoods. I want to see that more than anything. Will that happen with this choice? Will that happen with this election? I mean, there's your question. Will this happen with this election? Yes or no? I think we're going to see certainly more negative campaigning. And that's how this thing rolls out. That's what happens. It's the person who has the most money who can go after the weaknesses of the other person. That plays heavily into just the way things are in politics now, because you're sitting there watching football. You're sitting there watching whatever it is you're watching, American Idol, and there's nothing like one of those commercials zipped in there to make you think about, ooh, the phone rings at 3 a.m. Who do I want to answer that phone? Who do I want to be on the other end of that answering that very important call about XYZ? Remember that ad that came out? Remember the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, the whole Barack Obama thing back in 2008? So who do you want answering the phone at 3 a.m.? It's still a question. Could Paul Ryan swing Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes? Boy, I would say he certainly could. Maybe he does deliver the state of Wisconsin, but can he deliver anything else? These are all questions and things that we're going to examine, of course, along the way as we continue this week here on America Tonight. There's some other things that certainly happened over the weekend, believe it or not, and one of them has to do with the U.S. Porter that left a huge hole. I saw some of the video on this on one of its sides after it collided with an oil tanker, and this was just outside of the Strait of Hormuz. Can you imagine? If you saw that hole and you heard just, oh, here's one of our ships and the Strait of Hormuz, what are you thinking? Oh, no. And let me tell you, the image of it, It looks like someone shot a hole into it. That's what it looks like. So, this is a guided missile destroyer that looks like it got ripped open on one side. So it's a breach of about 10 feet by 10 feet. It's on the starboard side of the Porter. Luckily, no one was injured on either one of the boats. And it was a Panamanian flag and a Japanese own oil tanker. It happened in the early hours, like 1 in the morning, and you just see twisted metal and other debris that's kind of hanging down from that hole. They're trying to investigate what happened, but they don't believe the collision was combat related. there wasn't any kind of spills or any of that kind of stuff. It's just probably a freak accident because it's crowded. It's a very crowded waterway. One-fifth. That's why when Iran threatened to shut it down, it was so serious because one-fifth of the world's oil is routed through the Strait of Hormuz. And tension is so high there. You could slice it with a knife, as they say, because of the threats to block the tankers in retaliation for tight sanctions by the Western countries. You know, the sanctions are all about persuading Iran to boot uranium enrichment, they say, for power, for nukes. And so far, it's just a big old standoff. And recently, the United States announced that it's going to send Navy minesweepers and warships into the Gulf for exercises. They have maneuvers actually on the books for September. There are going to be ships from 20 other allies of the United States. There's been a big buildup here. So when you see a hole in one of our ships, what are we thinking? Oh, this isn't good. We have a gaping hole in one of the ships. But then you see where it came from. You know, 3 years ago, there was another ship, the USS Hartford, which is a nuclear-powered submarine that's actually based in Connecticut, that collided in the strait with a San Diego amphibious ship. I can't remember the name of it, but the fuel tank was ruptured, and 15 sailors that were on board the Hartford had injuries from that. Plus, you think of these ships and how much damage is caused there. It's like $2.3 million in damage. And the cost of the repairs, that was to the one ship, the amphibious small ship, compared to the cost for the USS Hartford, $102 million. $102. So this gaping hole, who knows what that's going to cost. It's going to be expensive, to say the least. Aren't we cutting more out of the defense budget? How are we going to pay for that? Are they going to have to, you know, it's like when somebody drives around in a car. Have you ever been in this situation? Or you see somebody and they're driving around in a car and they have a plastic bag over it. Are we going to have to put a bag over that hole because we can't afford to fix it? Just put a bag over it. It might be unsightly, but at least it still runs. It's just a hole, for goodness sake, on the starboard side of the ship. I bet you it costs some pretty good dough to fix that. We can count on the flip side.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Shopping week in town. I thought I'd start on a lighter note. How about this? The Bourne Legacy took over as the number one movie with $40.3 million. That was debut. That's the studio box office estimate so far through Sunday. Will Ferrell's comedy, The Campaign, was number two, $27.4 million. The Dark Knight Rises came in third place with $19.5 million. However, it's a blockbuster. 3 week total is now $390.1 million. That is huge, cha-ching. But The Bourne Legacy, that's a big story. In our cheap movie review, which we do each and every Friday in our third hour, I talked about Jeremy Renner. I really like this guy. He was great in The Town and The Hurt Locker. He's come to the light sort of older actor. I say older because he's 40-something, and now all of a sudden he's a big superstar. He's great, and he plays this role to a T. He does, and Rachel Weisz is in it, and I liked it. It's just right in line with the three hits that had Matt Damon in it. He's another operative who is aware of Jason Bourne, and there's kind of a little tie to Bourne, but not too much of it, let's just say. Certainly the Bourne Legacy is... The debut of that is a lot less than Damon's last one, which was almost $70 million in its opening weekend. But still, I'd say that's pretty huge for a series that's switched with a different guy and a different character to get 40.3. It shows that people really just, I think people just love the whole espionage, spy thing, drama, to escape reality, that it's a good type of movie when it's made well, and it was made well. Here is our next entry into We Can Count. The country, Oman, is planning to spend $1 million on job creation. That's what they say. It's because of their oil windfall. They'll be able to create jobs for what they call their citizens for the next 12 months. They said, we had a very good $1 billion. They had a very good income from oil revenues in the first 6 months of the year, so we expect to comfortably balance the budget, but we'll use $1 billion of that windfall to create jobs in the next 12 months from September. Wouldn't that be nice if they had words like this coming from the President of the United States? Oh, we had a windfall, so we're going to help everybody who needs a job. So Oman is a non-OPEC oil producer, and they said that the government's revenues just surged 35% from a year earlier. What was their revenue? $7.37 billion. And why? Because the first 6 months of this year, high oil prices and rising production. So they benefited from our misery. That's nice. And the people in Oman will benefit for sure from that. Can we have a Here Comes the Bride? I guess not if it's the third time around for billionaire George Soros. He was celebrating his 82nd birthday and his engagement to his soon-to-be third wife, his much younger girlfriend, Tomiko Bolton. They met in 2008, announced their engagement at a party at a summer house in Southampton, New York. Bolton is 40 years old. I bet they have a lot in common. And this is his third marriage, second for her. Soros has 5 kids from his previous marriages. Soros is like a greenhead fly. He just won't go away. For those of you who know what a greenhead fly is, you know exactly what I mean, referring to George Soros. All right, this is a sad story, actually, about an NFL player who, certainly with some fans, was very popular. Dolphins receiver Chad Johnson was arrested on Saturday on a domestic violence charge. He's accused of all things, of headbutting his newlywed wife during an argument in front of their house in Miami. What happened was when the cops got there, the 34-year-old Johnson headbutted his wife, and they could see clearly on her head that she had some kind of a bruise and something was going on there. She's part of a reality show called Basketball Wives. Isn't it crazy the amount of reality shows they have now and the types of shows that they have, like Mob Wives, Basketball Wives, Real Wives? Anyway, that's neither here nor there with the Johnson story. Johnson, who changed his name back to Johnson from Ocho Cinco after his July 4th wedding, was held one night, there's your number, in Broward County Jail, where he was waiting to appear before a judge. He is charged with simple battery, domestic violence, which is a misdemeanor. However, the Dolphins are pretty much done with Johnson. After that, that's the end of the road for him. So this turned into a bad twist of fate for Ocho Cinco or Chad Johnson. Johnson and his wife were featured in that first episode of HBO's Hard Knocks training camp with Miami Dolphins. I always watch that Hard Knocks stuff. So this is, in a lot of ways, just another knock against Johnson for all the things that have happened to him. All right, let's move on to, and certainly his wife, that's the awful part there in just a very short amount of time. All right, let's move on to another thing that's, I think, incredibly interesting. And maybe this is because I'm a fan of hitting the little white ball on some pretty cool greens. This from Kiawah Island, South Carolina. Never played there, but I imagine it must be absolutely incredible. So Rory McIlroy is kind of the new king of golf. And he proved it by ending up in an incredible position over the weekend. Once again, a dominating performance. He finished 8 strokes ahead of the pack. And you could tell the crowd was thrilled in this by his route. So he's the winner of the PGA Championship. And he shot 13 under. He to beat the runner-up, David Lynn, by 8 shots. And it's very, very reminiscent of his first major championship. He had an 8-shot win at the U.S. Open. Boy, he does so well in the majors. And he's young enough that you have to think he's got a lifetime of probably some incredible feats. 23 years old, the pride of, without a doubt, the pride of Northern Ireland. So he is now ahead of the major pace of Woods. Woods won his second major when he was 23 years old. Just if you're keeping score, thought that might be of interest to you. I thought it was great. I tuned in just in time to see him get excited in the tail end of that thing. But he blew away everyone almost right from the start of Sunday. He was the guy without a doubt. All right, let's wind things down here with a couple of others that we dug out over the weekend, including the fact that, and this is terrible. I talked about the wildfires and the amazing destruction that we've had this summer, especially in Colorado. California and wildfires are unfortunately synonymous when the Santa Ana winds kick up. And firemen are trying to put out 2 wildfires in California that grew late Sunday to about 5,000 acres. So it's forcing people from their homes, those mandatory evacuations for a place called Spring Valley, which is about 100 miles north of San Francisco. And the fire started burning at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon right along that California Highway State 20. And then before you knew it, it hopped over and it had grown to 5,000 acres. Then you get another fire burning not too far away, and it's just absolutely disastrous. As I said, especially when you get those winds going, it's tough. Then you call in more people and you try to do everything you can to douse it. It's similar to what we saw happening certainly in Colorado. Just for fun, I'm going to throw this in because so many people used to have a crush on Jennifer Aniston. I think back on her Friends days, if you were a watcher of that show at all. But she's going back to the altar. I mentioned George Soros. So she's on number 2. She is engaged to Justin Theroux, I think his name is. And she was married to Brad Pitt for 5 years at some point. She has been constantly followed by tabloid writers and photographers wherever she's gone. So now she's decided to try it again, 43 years old. She was huge in Friends and made a pretty good film career after that. She's been in a couple of things you might have seen, Marley and Me, The Breakup, and you know that kind of stuff. So you can imagine wherever she's going to get married, she better tell nobody. There'll probably be helicopters overhead somewhere. Somehow that stuff always leaks out. See, it didn't leak out, really, when it came to Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney. Maybe political people are better at keeping secrets than Hollywood folks. And I don't know. Just a theory.
Storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Fascinating new thing. You delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never been told before.
Coming up this week on America Tonight, more about Romney Ryan. The connection, is it big enough to overcome the Obama Express on the trail to four more years? Here we head for the exits. You can throw in your 2 cents. Never too late. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Other reminders, we're going to be live from the Republican convention in Tampa for that entire week. Should be interesting, especially with the announcement of Ryan. But in general, the people that will be able to have access to, of course, coming out of Tampa, with 15,000 media credentialed for that. Do you believe that? 15,000, second only to the London Games, the Olympics just wrapping up in America, taking 104 medals, 46 of them gold. That is huge. It's a record, in fact, in the gold department. And part of the gold brigade was Michael Phelps. He ends up with 18 golds in his career, 22 in all. The U.S., in a tight battle, believe it or not, on the hardwoods with Spain, ended up winning basketball gold. It wasn't easy, so there were some real highlights from this past London Olympic Games. But I digress. Some odds and ends from over the weekend. As much as we want to dip into the Ryan Romney thing, there are a couple of other things worth mentioning to you, including the fact that Iran, known for seismic activity and earthquakes, sadly had one that really shook a lot of villages. 306 people dead now. That total keeps changing. Lots of people injured. There were tons of aftershocks afterwards, and the hospitals are kind of overwhelmed with all the people that have come in, especially people who have come in with injuries. In the meantime, this is a big one, and this is going to be a conversation in Washington, although, remember, 5-week vacation, but the House Oversight Committee is expected to file its contempt of Congress lawsuit against Attorney General Eric Holder on Monday. Remember, the House voted to hold Holder in contempt over Operation Fast and Furious in June. The House will take the executive branch to court, asking for a judge to compel Holder to turn over the documents. It was the internal documents that everybody wanted to see, the emails, to know what Holder knew. How long did he know about Fast and Furious? He says he didn't know until Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent, was found dead with guns that would be linked back to that op, that gun running op. But there are plenty of people that say that can't be true when you think of how far up the chain that that has to go. So right now, some of the documents were turned over, but a lot of them weren't. What Holder says is just ridiculous, because how many thousands of more does he need to turn over? But it's the specific ones that they want, which makes sense. You can bury them in paperwork, but you have to bury them in the right paperwork. So what's the real scoop there? Is there something to hide? That's the obvious thing that you would think when they're not producing the documents. They didn't produce them, so it ultimately led to a contest of words between Daryl Issa, the California congressman, and the attorney general. This is scary. I happen to come across this on a business website, and this came out actually a couple of weeks ago. But there's a study that says the net worth of Canadians is now higher than that of Americans. So is this true or nonsense or whatever? The study comes from Environix Analytics of Toronto. It says the average Canadian household had a net worth of $363,000 at the end of the year versus $319,000 for the average American household. Boy, what household is that? So you heard the numbers that I said. The average in Canada, $363,000, $319,000 for the average American. What are they not telling us about this study? They say the study uses statistics that leave out Americans' 401k accounts because they're not required to report the retirement accounts on tax returns, and the disclosures aren't accurate. So if Canada is relying on those numbers, of course they seem as though they're higher. Canada relies on the U.S. for its defense and protection, and, you know, it's got its own flawed single-payer health system that is much more expensive, and the long wait times for exams and doctors and all that stuff has Canadians flying down to the U.S. for health care. So I think the analysis somehow is way off. The debt isn't in there. All that other stuff isn't in there. And I think the numbers are way off. I'd love to know how they arrive at their numbers, because I would say that average is completely false. I think it's not right. 319. You must be at, if you're saying that, you are adding in the neighbors and I don't know who. But when we're talking about 250,000, remember the whole Obama thing, that if you made 250, you got to be jumping up to another tax bracket. That would say that all of us would be in that tax bracket if those numbers were true. So typical Canadians doing it where they don't tell us where the numbers ultimately come from. So how are we supposed to size that up? They certainly aren't the numbers of most of the people that I would know. Some, but very, very few falling into that category. One of the things that was talked about a lot last week, and we had a great conversation with Rod Pyle from the Discovery Channel, who's written so much and did so many documentaries on Mars. We talked to him, and it was terrific. The science rover Curiosity was doing instrument checks on 3 days in Mars to beam back more pictures from the red planet, including a self-portrait and a 360-degree color view of the Gale crater, where it's housing itself. And the information that's coming down is just amazing to see. I mean, now we're getting to the point where we're adding more time, more days, and the layers of exposed rock are thought to hold a wealth of geological history of Mars. So it's the main target of exploration for the scientists who are using the rover to figure out whether or not the planet most similar to Earth might have or might have hosted some kind of life. And that's why Curiosity is probably just a great name for this. The mission controllers at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory near L.A. are being very cautious following Curiosity's death-defying descent to the surface. They want to be careful with what they say about what's happening, because remember, this project was kind of controversial. $2.5 million was pumped in it to make it happen, and it was initially called Mars Science Laboratory. It's the first astrobiology mission since the Viking probes, where you have to go back to the 70s for that, and it's the first fully equipped mobile geochemistry lab ever sent to a distant spot. I love it. So I think there's a lot that's going to come out of this exploration with not just seeing if there's life, but I think there are other things that will be usable to us in going through the Curiosity and what they ultimately find with the rock and the soil samples and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, maybe I'm just too much of a geek for the whole NASA whatnot, but I hate to see us become third, fourth, or even fifth when it comes to any kind of space exploration, to be sure.
Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.